芬太之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年7月10日，星期五。我们今天非常荣幸的再次邀请到我们敬爱的 Kavi Chandramara，我们继续讲述今天的不加饭歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjadeva Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjadeva Gopi Janava Giri Bhagada Gopi Janava Madhava Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Natira Natcha Namunatira Natcha Jaya RadhaMadhava Kunjaviha Gopitana Bhavana Udvalada Yashodanandana Prajajanandana Yashodanandana PrajajanandanaNatira Vanachai Yamunatira Vanachai Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Gopi Janabalama KiribharadaGopi Jana Balama Kiribharada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamunatira Manacha YamunatiraNacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha. Okay. Good morning.
大家早上好。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Okay, Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, verse 49.
国家梵歌第十一章第四十九世界
I'll just read the Sanskrit a couple times and then we'll do the word for word.
Okay.
Mate Vata Macha Vimuda Bhavo Tristra Rupam Gora Midrin Pamedan Vyapeta Bi Prita Mana Kunastam Tadeva Me Rupam Midam Prapas Mate Vata Macha Vimuda Bhavo Tristra Rupam Gora Midrin Pamedan Vyapeta Bi Prita ManaPunastram Sadeva Me Rupam Idam Prapasya. Okay. The word for word.
字对字.
The word for word is ma.
Ma.
Let it be.
不要让。
Okay.
Okay.
On to you.
向你。
Fiesta.
Fiesta.
Trouble.
麻烦。
Ma.
Ma.
Let it not be.
不要让。
Okay. Cha, also.
Cha, 还有。
Vimuda Bhava, bewilderment.
Vimuda Bhava, 迷惑。
Drishtva, by seeing.
Drishtva, 看到。
Rupam.
Rupam.
Form.
形象。
Goram.
Goram.
Horrible.
可怕的。
Idrik. Idrik.
Idrik.
As is.
这样的。
Mama. My.
Mama. 我的。
Idam. This.
Idam. 这。
Yapeta. Be.
We are free to be.
Free from all fear.
摆脱一切恐惧。
Pritta manaha.
Pritta manaha.
Pleased in mind.
内心满足。
Puna.
Puna.
Again.
再次。
Twam.
Twam.
You.
你
Tut
Tut
That
这
Eva
Eva
That
如此
May
May
My
我的
Rupam
Rupam
Form
形象
Idam.
Idam.
This.
这个。
Prapasya.
Prapasya.
Just see.
看。Maharaj, Satyamaji said that your voice is very weak.
Really? Okay, I'll put it closer.
Okay.
You have been perturbed and bewildered by seeing this horrible feature of mine. Now let it be finished. My devotee, be free from all disturbances. With a peaceful mind, you can now see this form you desire.
译文：你因看到我这个可怕的形象而感到迷惑和心烦意乱。现在就让它结束吧，我的奉献者，重新恢复平静吧。你现在可以平静地看你想看的形象。
Okay. Yeah, it's purported by the Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
钥匙由圣恩 A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 提供。
In the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is worried about killing Bhishma and Drona, his worshipful grandfather and master. But Krishna said he need not be afraid of killing his grandfather. When the sons of Dhritarashtra tried to disrobe Draupadi in the assembly of the Kurus, Bhishma and Drona were silent. And for such negligence of duty, they should be killed. Krishna showed his universal form to Arjuna just to show themhim that these people are already killed for their unlawful action. That scene was shown to Arjuna because devotees are also always peaceful and cannot perform horrible actions. The purpose of the revelation of the universal form was shown. Now Arjuna wanted to see the forearm form, and Krishna showed him. A devotee is not much interested in the universal form, for it does not enable one to reciprocate loving feelings. Either a devotee wants to offer his respectful, worshipful feelings, or he wants to see the two-handed Krishna form so that he can reciprocate loving service with the Supreme Personality of God.
要知，在国家放歌的开始，阿朱呢担心要杀死 Bhishma 和 Drona， 他所崇拜的主父和老师。但是 Krishna 说，他不必害怕杀死自己的祖父。当 Dhritarashtra 之子企图在库鲁族的集会上剥光 Draupadi 的衣服时 ，Bhishma 和 Drona 都不作声，而正因为他们的顽固职守，所以就应该被杀。Krishna 给 Arjuna 看他的宇宙形象，就是要让他看到这些人已经因他们的不法行为而被杀死了。给 Arjuna 看这个场面，是因为奉献者永远平和，而且不可能有如此可怕的举动。展示宇宙形象的目的已经达到，现在 Arjuna 想看四谛形象，而 Krishna 也给他看了。奉献者对宇宙形象不是很感兴趣，因为他们不能使人与之交流爱的情感。奉献者要么想献上自己的崇敬之情，要么想看 Krishna 的两臂形象，以便能在爱心服务中与至尊人格守神交流。
Om Gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya.Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaha Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Padijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desatarane Manchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Amani Gora Twishe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shaktikam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanesha Deva Shabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Jai. Good morning and thank everybody for.
大家早上好，也非常感谢大家今天能来听这个早课。
We understand from scripture that those who want to hear Bhagavad Gita, want to hear about Krishna, they're very fortunate and very rare.
我们在经典中也就听到了那些喜欢听国家放歌、喜欢听关于 Krishna 话题的人是非常罕见的，也是非常的幸运的。
We can especially see that in some countries where, you know, if we have, like in Japan, if we have 15 or 20 people, it seems really spectacular that so many people will come to a class. But there's 120 million people not coming. So it's very rare.
所以呢，就是我们可以看到，特别是在一些国家里面，比如说在日本，有那么十几二十个人是非常的尽心于想要听国家放歌的讲述的。有的时候呢，有一两百人喜欢来听，但是和好几百万的这个国家的这个人口来比呢，这几百人来讲，它也是非常的罕见的、罕有的。
In India, we may get, you know, 10 or 20,000 people, but it's a very tiny part of the population.
在印度呢，可能我们会有一两万的人来听这个讲课，但是呢，和整个国家的人口来比呢，这也依然是凤毛麟角的一小部分。
So here Krishna, you know, he's been kind of scaring Arjuna by showing him all this.But it was also to teach him that don't worry. These people are already killed because of their sinful activities.
Krishna 通过给 Arjuna 显现他的宇宙形象呢，使得 Arjuna 很恐慌、很恐惧。但是呢，Krishna 也通过展示这个宇宙形象，是为了要教导他不用担心。因为这些人已经由于他们的罪恶活动被杀死了。
So the events of the Mahabharata very difficult to really understand.
由于这个 Mahabharata 它的这个它的这个高级程度呢，使得很难以理解。
Because we just don't know anything about it.You know, culture of Kshatriyas especially.
因为我们对于这个文化是一无所知的，特别是比如说像是沙地利的这种文化。
So this event that's mentioned in the purport, when the Kauravas tried to publicly make Draupadi naked in front of everybody.
所以在药师里面就特别的提到了，当 Kaurava 他在众人面前想要剥光 Draupadi 的衣服的时候
，She was crying out for help。
当时呢，他是在大声的呼求着得到帮助。
And she especially was asking Bhishma and Drona because they have senior.And they know Dharma, but they didn't, they kept quiet, they didn't help her.
他特别的请求 Bhishma 祖父和 Dronacharya 来帮助他，因为他们是长辈，而且呢，他们也知道职责所在，但是他们俩却默不作声，没有帮助他。
So that, it seemed right according to, you know, their obligations to the king and everything, but,Krishna didn't take it that way. They should have spoken out.
那虽然说他们俩好像是在尽守他们的职责，在为这个国王而尽守他们的职责，但是 Krishna 却不这么去理解。Krishna 认为他们俩是应该站出来说话的。
And also Krishna, he wanted to make Arjuna angry.
而且 Krishna 他也想让Arjuna 变得愤怒。
It's said that Arjuna fought better when he was angry.
Sorry, I didn't hear, Maharaj.
It's said that Arjuna has one named Jishnu. That means that when he's angry, he fights better.
Okay. Arjuna 他有一个名字叫 Jishnu, 也意思就是说当他愤怒的时候呢，他能够更加勇猛的作战。
So like when he's hesitating to fight against Bhishma and Drona, Krishna is reminding him how they took part in insulting Draupadi. Then Arjuna gets angry and thinks, okay, we fight.
因为 Arjuna 他犹豫着不想和 Bhishma 和 Drona 作战的时候呢， Krishna 就在拱他的火，就让他想起来当时 Draupadi 在被欺负的时候，他们俩如此的默不作声。这样的话呢，使 Arjuna 想起这件事来，就愤怒了。他就想，那好吧，那我可以作战了。So
we're asked a few times along the way with this universal form, you know. It's not exactly an actual form of the Lord in the spiritual world.
So we have been asked many times about the Lord's image. This problem. So the Lord's image is not in the spiritual world.
But it's a way of beginning way to understand the personality of God as a person.
但是呢，这是一个初始的去理解主，它是人格性的这么一个概念的开始。
So like in the Bhagavatam, there's a whole description that the mountains are the bones, and the rivers are the veins, and the clouds are the hairs on his head, and the trees are hairs on his body. So that when we see these things, it reminds us of the body of the Lord, that the Lord has a body.
比如说我们在圣典博达瓦塔里面就有这样的描述，就是说呢， 山峰是主的宇宙，就是主的这个身体的骨骼，那么河流呢是它的血管，树上这个大地上的这些树啊都是它的毛发，所以呢通过这样的这种描述呢，就可以让我们想起主它是人格性的，它是有躯体的。
Attracted to this form.
但是奉献者呢，不会被这个形象所吸引。
Because you can't render any service.
因为我们不可能为这个形象来做服务。
Devotees want to serve Krishna.
奉献者他想要服务 Krishna.
And we like especially, you know, personal service, making garlands or making dress.
所以呢，我们就特别的想为主做一些亲身的服务，比如说为他穿花环呐，为他做衣服呀。
Prabhupada said that one. But for the universal form, it's the entire universe. You can't make a garland.
那时候，Prabhupada就讲到了，如果要是宇宙的整个这个形象的话，你是没有办法为整个宇宙来穿一串花环的。
And you can't make a dress, you know.
你也没有办法给他做衣服。
It would take the entire cloth factory.
没有办法给他织出这么大块布来，那可能得用所有的这个织布厂来提供的这个布料都做不好。
But at least for a very neophyte person, they'll be attracted to that form.
但是呢，对于非常初级的奉献者呢，他可以接受这个形象，因为他可以实打实的看到山峰啊，看到这些实际的景象。
We can see the mountains, we can see the clouds. But then Krishna will, you know, reveal himself according to our So we're very fortunate, Kali, that Krishna is revealing himself very openly.
但是呢 ，Krishna 他可以根据情况来展示他自己。那么我们是非常幸运的，在卡利年代呢 ，Krishna 他是非常敞开的在展现他自己。
In two main ways.
以两种主要的方式。
The holy name, that's one form of the Lord.
圣名，它是主的其中的形式之一。
And that's actually the avatar of the age.
那这圣名呢，它其实是这个年代的 avatar, 这一年代的化身。
And the deities, now, and even pictures. So by Prabhupada's arrangement, pictures of Krishna are everywhere, all over the world.And deities, temples.
那还有一种形象呢，就是神像，包括图片也是如此。那在舍拉帕帕的安排之下呢，使得 Krishna 的图片以及 Krishna 的庙宇在世界各地都可见到。
And Lord Jagannath, especially, is going out publicly all over the world.
还有比如说像主 Jagannath。他在世界各地的公众面前都能够显现。
Giving, you know, depending on what country, thousands or millions of people, darshan, giving some idea, see the form of the Lord.
所以根据这个国家的人口的数量呢，导致了这个国家的这么多的人口都能够有机会darshan到主，并且呢，得到一个关于主的基本的印象。
And can offer a garland.
而且呢，也可以给他们敬献花环。
In Bombay Ratiyatra, it's very interesting. They have many, but one Ratiyatra.
在孟买的弹车节很有意思，有很多的弹车。
You know the cart is very big, so the deities are up very high.
大家都知道这个弹车是很大的，所以呢，上面坐的神像呢是很高的。
So they can see everybody, and everybody can see them.
因为神像它是坐在很高的位置，所以呢，就导致了神像它是可以看到所有的人的，而所有的人类都能看到他们。
So there's one family, husband and wife, and every year they do it along the route. They hire a crane. You know what a crane is?
Yeah, the bird, right?
No, it's a machine, like when they're building a building.
Okay, yeah, got it. Yeah.
The national bird of China, because everywhere you look, they have those machines, building new buildings.
就是有一对，尤其有一个夫妻呢，他们每一年他们都会租一辆吊车。这吊车就是像鹤的那个样子，那鹤呢也是咱们中国的国鸟，因为到处都是建筑，到处都可以看见这种吊车。
So this is a much smaller one, but the kind they use like when they want to fix the electric wires or something and have to lift somebody up or cut some tree, so they hire one of those.
Yeah. 所以呢，他们就每次都会租这么一辆吊车，这吊车也不是很大，这吊车就是用来比如说去锯树，就是干这样用的，或者是然后把这个人给运上，就是这个给锯到上面，然后开始锯树。
So they have that basket on it which can carry people.
然后在这吊车上呢就有这么一个斗，这斗呢就可以在里面坐着人。
And then they stand in it, and the cart stops, and it lifts them right up in front of Lord Jagannath, and they offer a garland.
所以呢，当他们坐在这个吊车这个斗里的时候呢，弹车就经过，然后这弹车呢就停了下来，然后他们就刚好可以为主献花环。
So anyway, that we like to.Do personal service. So Krishna is appearing in the deity form, in the form of the name especially, and the Srimad Bhagavatam. literary incarnation.
对，那我们是希望能够以这样的方式或者其他的方式为主做一些这个亲自的这种亲身的服务的。所以说呢，主他就以神像的形象显现，还有另外呢，主他是以圣灵的形象显现的，还有呢，就主他以圣殿伯大瓦盘的这种文学的形式显现的。
So, we were reading the other day and we found a very interesting verse.
我们那天呢读了一节很有意思的诗节。
This is from the Adi Lila.
这诗节呢来自于 Chaitanya Charitamrita 的阿迪丽拉出品逍遥。
Koti Ashwamedha Eka Krishna Nama Sama Ye Kahe Se Paishandi Dande Tare Yama。It says that if someone thinks that even 10 million Ashwamedha Yajnas are equal to chanting of the one chanting of the holy name of the Lord Krishna is an atheist, he will surely be punished by Yamaraj.
嗯，他说，如果要是一个人他认为做一千万次的马迹等同于念诵圣名一生。所取得的力量的话，那他毫无疑问，他是一个无神论者，而且呢，他是会受到 Yamaraj 阎罗王的惩罚的。
That's referring to the eighth offense of chanting the holy name.
那这个所指的呢，是念诵圣名十戒的第八戒。
It says that one should not think that.Chanting the holy name is an ordinary ritualistic yajna like karmakanda. It's for materialistic purposes. It's completely spiritual.
嗯，因为人他不应该认为念诵圣名，它只不过是一个普通的仪式化的祭祀的活动，像是在 karmakanda 中的一个活动，认为它是物质的。但其实呢，念诵圣名它是完全灵性化的。
So the Ashwamedha Yajna is the biggest yajna of all. Only big kings can do.
对 Ashwamedha 的祭祀呢，它是最大型的祭祀，而只有非常伟大的、了不起的国王才有资格来做这个祭祀。
Yudhishthira did.
Yudhishthira 王他做了。
So, and Indra he did 100.Ashwamedha Yajna.
天帝 Indra 呢，他做了100次 Ashwamedha Yajna.
That's how he became Indra.
对，就是因为他做了100次这个祭祀，他才成为了天帝 Indra.
But here, Krishnadas Kaviraj is saying that even 10 million Ashwamedha Yajnas.Are not even equal to one chanting of Hare Krishna, namely Krishna.
但是在这里呢 ，Krishnadas Kaviraj Maharaj 他就讲到了，即便是从事一千万次 Ashwamedha 的这个大型的祭祀，他也不能够与念诵 Krishna 的圣名的一遍相比拟。
Someone thinks it is that this Vaishnavi atheist.
如果要是有人这么认为了的话，那他就是山底，他就是无神论者。
So that's a quite phenomenal understanding. But try to, you know, we can't really imagine 10 million of anything. But what to speak of this huge yajna that we have to have a huge number of perfect brahmanas and.Tons of gold and jewels and ghee and.
其实这是一个很难想象的一种场景。那你比如说，就是一千万次的这样的大型的祭祀，那得有多少的金币，多少的乳牛，多少的这个酥油。
So it's trying to make us understand how fortunate we are.That we're able to chant the Hare Krishna.
所以这里面呢，是为了要让我们更好的去理解我们是多么的幸运，因为我们有机会念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。
inconceivable thing.
对，这是非常的令人不可思议的。
So in the purport, Prabhupada gives us another verse from the Vedas.
在要旨里面，说了方法就给了我们在韦达经里面的另外一个师姐。
Gokoti danam grahane kagasya prayaga gango dakakalpavasaha yagya yuta meru suvarna danam govinda kirtirna samam shatam shai. So he's giving some other example. Even if you give 10 million cows in charity in the day of an eclipse, that's it. Giving it one cow in charity is very auspicious. Doing it on the day of an eclipse, it's especially auspicious. But even if you give 10 million cows.
嗯，他就说呢，就是在这个日食或者月食之日，如果要是布施一头乳牛，已经是非常的吉祥的一件事情了。但是在这样日食月食的这个日子里面，如果你要是给一千万头乳牛作为祭祀。
Even if you live at the confluence of the Ganges and the Jamuna for millions of years, that's also a very auspicious place to be.
嗯，那如果要是在像恒河或者是圣河交汇处的这样的圣河之地居住上成百上千万年的时间，那这也是非常吉祥的事情。
It's Prayag, and that's considered the king of Tirtha.
嗯，那比如说，这里指的是 Prayag， 这是圣地之王 ，Tirtha 之王。
Even if you give a mountain of gold, Jagya for the Brahman.
即便是你向婆罗门布施成就是成山堆的金币，以进行祭祀。
Nowadays hardly anybody could afford to even give 1 ounce of gold.
嗯，那在现在其实任何人都没有办法有那么多的金币去给予了，哪怕是一小堆金币。
But even if you give a mountain of gold, you don't get 100th part of the benefit you get from chanting Hare Krishna.
这边就讲到了，即便是你给出一座山的金币，所得的益处也没有办法与念诵cannot be compared with chanting the Hare Krishna mantra for 100 times or one time.
Even one time.
对，即便就是给。Yeah, 就是给出一座山的金币，他所得到的益处也没有办法与念诵圣名一生相比拟。
The benefit for you and for the world is much more if you just chant.
然后呢，他就说，对你，你所得到的更多，就是你只是去念诵圣名。
Here it says Govinda Kirtan, just chanting the name of Govinda.
这里面讲到，只是狗温的 Kirtir， 就是只是念诵狗温的圣名。
So Krishna chanting is not just some pious activity, because it's completely transcendental beyond all that.
所以说呢，对 Krishna 的圣名的念诵呢，它不是一些虔诚的活动，它是完全的超然的。
So nothing can be compared to chanting the holy name.
没有任何一件事情可以与念诵圣名相比拟。
Like there's so many wealthy men, rich men in the world, and they make, of course, most of them are yajna. Krishna says yajnate yajna, yajnate nama yajnate. They're doing some sacrifice in name only. They're giving charity just to get famous.They get tax deductions.
那在这个世界上呢，是有很多的富人的。那他们呢也会做一些祭祀，但是 Krishna 说呢，他们只是为了做祭祀而做祭祀，他们只不过呢是通过这祭祀呢，想要让自己能够减免一些税， 或者说是能够得到一些名声。
So it's pious if they're genuine, they're trying to help people, but it's temporary help they're giving.
还有一些很虔诚的人呢，他们是非常真诚的想要去帮助别人的，但是他们的这种帮助呢，不过是一些临时的帮助而已。
The highest welfare work is to give Krishna.
而最高级的这个赐福者，就是为别人的福祉而着想的人，是要把 Krishna 给予大家。
And that's stated by the gopis.
那这个呢，是在 gopi 的境界。
And one verse from the 10th canto.
在圣严布达瓦坛第十篇中有一个诗节。
The last week, everybody is talking about Bhakti Charamraj. This was one favorite verse of his. He would sing it so beautifully.
那上一星期呢，所有的话题都是围绕着圣 Bhakti Charamraj 所展开的。那么这个圣严布达瓦坛第十篇里面这个诗节呢，是 Maharaj 经常会引述的一个诗节，非常的美。
And when King Pratapa Rudra went to meet Lord Chaitanya secretly, the devotees told him to chant these slokas from the Bhagavatam.
当 Pratarudra 王他秘密的去见主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的时候呢，奉献者就让他念这个诗节。
When he chanted this sloka, Lord Chaitanya was apparently sleeping. But when he heard this sloka, he jumped up.
当时呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 展现出来的样子呢是正在睡觉。那么当他的乌者王他念出这个诗节的时候，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 立刻就跳了起来。
He embraced the king and picked him up, started dancing around.
他就热烈地拥抱了国王，并且呢把他也抱了起来，然后他就开始和他一起跳舞。
So、here's the verse: Sabakatam ritam taptajivanu, sabiriditam shim kama shapam, shavana mangalam shimaratitam, bhuvikinantiye.It's a very wonderful verse.
这是一个非常奇妙的诗节。
Kata Amrita, the nectar of your words.
Kata Amrita, 你的话语的甘露。
Tapta Jivana, it is, gives life to those that are burning up in the material world.
Tapta Jivana, 给在物质世界里被灼烧着的人以生命。
Kavibhi Iditam Kama Shapaham. That means by great thinkers know that this drives away sinful reaction.
那这个呢是通过这 Maharaj, could you tell me which verse of that from Bhagavatam Canto 10?
10:31:9.
Hold on. 对不起啊，我来找一下这个诗节。圣典不要把谈第 sorry 第十篇的 Canto 10 Chapter 30
31
Chapter 31 and verse which verse?
Geo.
第九十节，那这个是圣典博达瓦坛第十篇第三十一章的第九十节。OK.
So, Kamasa Apaham, we find that in another verse that's very famous from the Upanishad.
那这个Kamasa Apaham, 那这个词呢，它也是非常的著名的一个词儿。那在《Upanishad》里面的另外一个世界里呢，我们也找到了这同样的词儿。
When Lord Brahma said about chanting,
当主 Brahma 他在讲述关于圣名的念诵的话题的时候
You teach Shodasakam Nam Nam. These 16 words.
这十六个音节，这十六个词儿。
You teach Shodasakam Nam Nam. Kalmashu. It's the best way to annihilate the evil influence of Kali Yuga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna 圣名的这十六个词是最好的移除在卡利年代的恶魔的方式。
So it's saying here also. Then it says, Shravana Mangalam, Srimad Atatam. It gives spiritual benefit when you hear it, because it's filled with spiritual power.
然后呢是。然后是 Shravana Mangalam, 的意思呢是能够给予灵，当你聆听的时候呢可以给予灵性的益处。然后 Smrimat 是可以充满着灵性的力量，并且能够向世界传播。
And then Bhuvi Grinanti, Bodhi Rajana. Those who spread this nectar of the Krishna Katha, they are the most best people, the most beneficent, the most giving benefit to everyone.
然后呢是 Bhuvi Grinanti 的意思是唱诵和传播这圣名之甘露的人是把就是向这个世界传递益处的最佳之人。
So that's just, you know, that means when we give the Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam to people, when we teach it, when we give a class, we're getting special mercy because Lord Chaitanya says this is the most best thing.
所以呢，当我们在把圣典不照把谈和圣典不照放歌给予其他的人，或者我们在讲述这样的课程的时候呢，那我们是就是做的是最宜人的一件事情，因为呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 讲的这些都是最棒的、最佳的在做的事情。我们就可以得到很多的仁慈。
Okay, so that's why we're very, very fortunate that Lord Chaitanya has come.
而且呢，我们也非常的幸运，因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他也来了。
So we're not only able to hear the Krishna Katha, but we're able to give it.
所以呢，我们不仅仅是可以聆听 Krishna Katha， 而且呢，我们也可以把 Krishna Katha 给予其他的人。
So that, yes, be able to give it and be able to receive it, to be able to give the holy name, not only chant but to give it to others.
所以呢，我们可以去给予，我们可以接受，然后呢，我们不仅仅是念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，而且我们可以把它 Hare Krishna 的圣名给予其他的人。
So those who are giving this nectar are the most munificent of all.
而且那些给予这圣名的甘露的人呢，他是在这个世界最慷慨大度的人。
When I first joined the Hare Krishnas, and we would go out chanting, and we had a card invitation for the Sunday feast.
当我刚开始加入这运动的时候呢，我们就会到外面去念诵、去唱诵，并且呢，我们还会向大家来派发这个小卡片。这卡片上呢是庙的地址，其实它也是一个请帖，邀请大家来参加我们的周日大餐。
So it had a mantra, then it said.The highest welfare work.
The higher welfare work.
The highest, the most, you know, the best welfare work.
Okay. 那然后在这个卡片上呢，就会印着这么一句话，这句话就是说，最崇高的福祉它是凑效的。
Because this is taken from this verse of the Bhagavatam authority. The best thing is to give the holy name, to give Krishna.
嗯，那然后呢，我们也可以印上这个佛家瓦坛里面的这个师节，就是最好的事情，就是最佳要做的事情，就是把圣名给予大家，然后把 Krishna 给予大家。
Okay, so we want to, like Krishna is explaining, this universal form, because he showed everything all at once. So the mature world is just full of destruction and death, and everywhere you look, you know, people try to think, well, only people die in the hospital or the war or something. But people are dying everywhere from, well, the highest cause of death is birth. Everyone who is born will die.
那这个 Krishna 呢，他展示了他的宇宙形象。那么在这宇宙形象呢，一次性的就展示了所有这一切。那么当在纵观这物质世界的时候呢，就发现这物质世界里面，它其实到处都是毁灭，到处都是死亡。那人们他可能有一种倾向，他总是就觉得好像到医院里面会看到更多的死亡，人们会在医院里面去通过病死。但实际上并不是，就是人呢，他是在各种各样的状态下都是有可能会死的。其实最高的这个死亡的机会就是出生，因为当人一出生，他必定就会死。
So just like if we watch the news or something, it just shows a big airplane crash, and then it shows a war, and then it shows COVID hospital. The mind gets very disturbed. But what to speak of Arjuna seeing entire universe and all the destruction going on all at once?
所以说呢，就当我们在看新闻的时候，比如说看到有飞机失事的信息啊，或者说是有战争的信息啊，要不然就是有这个由于新冠病毒的这个影响而在医院里面有这么多人正在死亡受苦啊，那我们的内心肯定是受到很大的打扰的。但所以我们要想象一下，当尔朱呢他看到了在宇宙中一下展示出来的在物质世界的这些毁灭和死亡的时候，那他是会一种怎样的心境呢？
So first he has to see the forearm form. That, I think that's because then he saw the two-arm form. So that was so that he could show that Vishnu is an expansion of Krishna.
所以说呢，他先看到的是，就从宇宙形象下来以后，他先看到的是四臂形象。然后呢，大家看到的是 Krishna 的两臂形象。那这样的做法呢，是为了要让他了解这个主 Vishnu 他是 Krishna 的扩展。
So then Krishna says, "I'm very happy to show that."
然后 Krishna 说呢，我就非常的开心能够给你看展示这些形象。
So now you don't have to be disturbed anymore. You can be peaceful and see this form.
那所以呢，现在你看到我这个形象之后呢，你就不用再有任何的恐惧和担忧了，你现在可以变得再次平和下来。
All right.
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, so any questions?
Okay, 现在看看大家有没有任何的问题。
我们暂时还没有问题，我们稍等一下。
At this point, we haven't got any questions yet. We need to wait for a little while. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家 ，Maharaj 他现在这个讲课先停在这里。然后呢，如果要是大家有问题的话呢，可以提上来啊 ，Maharaj 为大家解答。所以大家有问题的话呢，请大家抓紧时间哈，珍惜这个机会。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Maharaj, sorry, here's a question from Rajendra Prabhu. 感谢亲爱的 Maharaj, 感谢翻译和主持。老祖父 Bhishma 身为纯粹的奉献者，十二大奉爱服务权威 Mahajan 之一，被主 Krishna 鼓励的 Arjuna 剑杀，令人惊讶不已。惊讶的原因如下：一，身为伟大的奉献者，不会犯错，也不会作恶。今天要始终说他做了 unlawful action， 理应被诛杀。此事颠覆对纯粹奉献者的概念理解，纯粹奉献者也可以犯错，也可以偶尔作恶吗？Bhishma is a pure devotee, and he is one of the Mahajan among the 12 great devotees. However, Lord Krishna encouraged him, encouraged Arjuna to kill him. So this is really surprising. And there was reason, the reason for me to feel surprised is because as the great devotee, he is supposed to be no fault. And also, he is not supposed to do any simple actions. But in the purport of today, it is said that he's taking the unlawful action to make him to be subjected to be killed. So this is making me feel quite my concept about the pure devotee has been reversed upside down. So means about the pure devotee also supposed to commit mistakes, and also occasionally he is also supposed to take some sinful actions.
Not necessarily, but in this case, you know, it is very intimate, and it's Leela, special Leela.
就是这个纯粹的奉献者不一定是非要偶尔作恶的，但是呢，在 Bhishma 祖父的这件事情上呢，这其实是 Krishna 的 Leela, Krishna 的逍遥的特别的展现。
Just like Arjuna was arguing with Krishna, that you would think, well, why would a pure devotee argue with Krishna?
那就比如说像尔中呢，他和 Krishna 来进行辩论，那你可能就会在想，一个纯粹的奉献者，他怎么能够和 Krishna 进行这样的辩论呢？
So, and Bhishma had it. There was the 8 Vasus, they'd all made some offense in the heavenly planets.
那Bhishma 祖父呢，他是八位 Vasu 之一，那这八位 Vasu 呢，他们在天堂星宿都犯了错。
So they were all cursed to take birth in earth.
所以呢，他们都受到了诅咒，并且呢，要在地球投生。
But the 7 of them, they were got a benediction that they could only live for a very short time and then go back to the heavenly kingdom.
那其中的七位瓦素呢，他们是得到了祝福，就是说呢，他们只是来地球投生走一遭，就可以很快的回到天堂去了。
But Bhishma was the leader of whatever they did, so he had to stay on earth longer.
但是 Bhishma 祖父呢，他是因为当时犯错的这几位瓦素的头，所以呢，他就必须得在地球待的时间更长。
And then later he got a benediction from his father that he wouldn't have to die until he wanted to.
但是后来呢，他又从他的父亲那儿得到了一个祝福，就是他除非他自己想要死，否则他是可以不死的。
So.He wanted to die.
当然他想死了，因为他对这个世界其实也挺厌烦的了。
Tired of living with all the politics and trouble and everything.
因为呢，他其实一直就卷入在这些政治的争端里面，然后一直让自己都是麻烦不断。
So it's, you know, it's very hard to explain, like I said, for us to understand this culture and then to understand Krishna, you know, it doesn't fit into our modern ideas about what's right and wrong and what's a pure devotee and what's not.
所以说呢，这其实也是的确挺难以理解的。就像刚开始我们在讲课的时候也提到了，就是对于我们去理解这个文化，去了解这种背景都是不容易的，而且呢就是这个文化跟我们现在所生活的这种环境呢又不是那么的契合，所以说呢我们也很难理解到底什么是对的，什么是错的。
Like Jai and Hiranyakashipu and Hinduraksha, they were very pure devotees. They're the last of all the gates up to Vaikuntha to meet the Lord. They were the guards of the closest one.
Maharaj, you're talking Jaya Majaya?
They were Vaikuntha people. But then they came and they became the worst enemies of Krishna.
那你比如说像 Jaya Majaya, 他们本来是 Vaikuntha 的人物，但是他们来到这个物质世界之后呢，他们成为了主的最大的敌人。
So that's Krishna's Leela, you know.
所以这是 Krishna 的消失光。
Very hard to understand.
对呢，是很难以理解的。
Why would Krishna have his devotee become such a terrible demon to do so much trouble for the whole universe?
所以为什么 Krishna 要安排他的奉献者成为如此的一个大恶魔呢，而且呢让给宇宙整个宇宙给整个宇宙都搅起了这么大的轩然大波。
But that, you know, there was obviously some good purpose for it.
很显然这是有些很好的目的在其中的。
More than just making some nice story, much more to it.
它这里面不仅仅说是要给大家讲一个好听的故事。
All right.
Yeah. So the next part, Krishna 承诺他的奉献者永不毁灭，而他的奉献者，比如说 Bhishma 却恰恰相反，肯定其中有奥秘，请仁慈的解释一二吧，贵谢 Hare Krishna. And Krishna promised his devotee never perished, never be perished. However,His devotee, for example, like Bhishma Dev, is perished. So it must have some of the, you know, mysterious secret here. So could you mercifully explain or reveal some of the secret here to us? Thank you.
Well, that one's very simple.
啊，这个很简单。
But the soul there is neither birth nor death. So.The body is temporary. That.
是这个灵魂，它不生也不死，它是永恒的。但是我们的这个躯体，它是临时的，会生也会死。
Like when Prabhupada, somehow we were thinking he will never actually leave. Just play acting.
那就比如说像 Srila Prabhupada。从某种意义上来讲，我们就觉得释迦牟尼他从来都不会离开我们。
So Bhakti Charmaj said when he was cooking for Prabhupada, the ending time.
所以Bhakti Charmaj说呢，当释迦牟尼最后的这个日子的时候呢，他为释迦牟尼做饭。
And Prabhupada asked him, "Why do you keep cooking? You see, I never eat anything. Why are you cooking anything?"
然后呢，释迦牟尼就问 Bhakti Charan Maharaj 说，其实你都已经看到了，我根本就什么都吃不下去了，为什么你还在不断的为我做饭呢？
So he said, well, Prabhupada, we're hoping that, you know, you'll eat something and get strong and stay with us.
然后 Bhakti Charan Maharaj 就说呢，说释迦牟尼，我们呢都非常的希望您能够吃些东西，这样食物呢就能给您力量，这样您就能够再继续的活下来，继续和我们在一起。
And Prabhupada was chastising, is that what I've taught you? How can you think this body will last forever? The body will all die. The body is temporary.
然后沙帕帕就斥责了 Maharaj， 就对他说，难道这是我教你们的理念吗？你怎么会觉得这个躯体它会一直这么活下去呢？这个躯体它是灵魂，它是临时的，躯体是会死的，只有灵魂它才是永生不死的。
The soul will never perish. So what it means, a devotee will never fall down and forget that he's a devotee. Krishna will protect the devotee. But he doesn't promise that the body will live forever.
那所以说呢，Krishna 他会保护他的奉献者，使得奉献者呢永远都会记住自己是奉献者的这个身份，奉献者的这个身份是不会被毁掉的。但是 Krishna 并没有说我会永远的保护你的身体。
That's the kind of thing the atheistic scientist is promising.
但是呢，这是无神论者或者是科学家们他们试图想要做出的承诺。
But they'll give you some super medicine, and they will replace your broken bones and give you new kidneys and new livers and keep you going forever.
他说呢，我会给你吃一些药，然后这个药呢就会使你的这个骨骼，然后呢保持一种长新的状态，然后呢还会给你换上新的器官、新的肾脏什么等等，然后这样的话就可以让你一直就这么保持着活着的状态。
Does that help?
这样能够帮助你是吗？
We just leave the body and get a new body.
对，所以说呢，这个奉献 ，you mean devotee? Sorry, could you say it again? I didn't hear the first part.
The devotee will never perish.
嗯。
He just get a new body and go on serving Krishna.
嗯，那么这个奉献者他永远都不会毁灭的意思呢，就是他会再得到一具新的躯体，然后在新的躯体中呢继续服务 Krishna。
Like when Haridas was arrested, the Qazi said, if you don't stop this chanting, we're going to kill you.
就像Qazi 对 Haridas Thakur 说，如果你要是不停止这念诵的话，那我们就得把你杀死。
If you don't stop this Hindu chanting.
如果你要是不停止这印度教的念诵。
So Haridas said, you know, how can you say the name of God is Hindu or Muslim?
Haridas 说你怎么可能说这神的名字它到底是印度教的还是穆斯林教的呢？
But he told him, you can cut my body to pieces, but I'll never stop chanting.
他说呢，你可以把我的身体切成千万片，但是我却不会停下念诵。
So that's what Krishna's promising.
所以这是 Krishna 他所承诺的。
All right, I know you know that already. The new devotees to hear it.
Maharaj 说呢，他知道阿尔扎帕布对于这个答案是非常的清晰明了的，但是是为了其他的奉献者来问的这个问题。So the next.
When I first came to Japan, there was one girl coming to the temple.
When
I first came to Japan, there was one girl was visiting the temple.
Okay, 就是当我刚开始去日本的时候呢，就有一个女孩总是来庙里。
And she belonged to some kind of so-called Buddhist group.
她呢是当时参加了一个所谓的。佛教的团体。
And they were vegetarian. They had this idea that if you eat properly, then your body can live forever. If you eat vegetarian, you eat properly, then you never die. Body will live forever.
Okay. 就他们所传递的一种理念呢，就是食素， 而且呢，就是如果要是吃的东西要是对的话呢，那就能够永生，这个身体一直就能活着。
So she wasn't a devotee, but she, you know, she liked devotee.
她自己并不是一位奉献者，但她非常喜欢奉献者。
But then she came one day and she said her boyfriend, who also was in that religion or what they probably called a religion, he died.
Oh.然后有一天呢，他来了，他说呢，这和他同属于就是这一个信仰的他的男朋友去世了。
So she was really bewildered, and she was saying, "Well, he was vegetarian, but he died anyway." So anyway, she quit, started eating meat again.
所以呢，他就 ，Yeah.所以呢，他就非常的，当时他就很为这件事情困惑，他就想我的男朋友他也是吃素的，但是他为什么还是死了呢？所以呢，他就对这件事情就失去了信心，他又重新开始吃肉了。
So people get bewildered and Krishna's testing us.
嗯，所以呢，人们是会感到困惑的，而 Krishna 呢，他是在考验着我们。
So, you know, they'll wonder why.Pure devotee like Bhakti Tirtha would get cancer. Why Jamal Krishna Maharaj would die in a car accident. They have this different idea that they've made up, you know.
嗯，那比如说人们就会感到困惑，然后就会在想为什么 Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj 会得癌症？那么 Tamala Krishna Goswami Maharaj 为什么突然会在车祸中离世？所以呢，他们其实是有这样的，就是自己所想出来的这些想法的。
The body will perish, another one.
但是真正的这个不毁灭的是我们的灵魂，而我们的身体本身呢，它是会被销毁掉的。
But for those who are endeavoring to be devotees, they'll just.Either go right back to Godhead or get another bird where they can continue devotional service.
但是呢，那些努力为 Krishna 做服务的奉献者呢，他要不然在死亡的时候呢，就直接回到了守神的身边；要不然呢，他就会得到另外一具躯体，然后在这具新的躯体里面继续的进行着他的奉爱服务。
All right, thank you for the good question.
非常感谢您的好的问题。So the next question still from Rajendra Prabhu. 做一千万次的祭祀不如念一遍 Hare Krishna 的圣名有用。做一千万头母牛布施也不如唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名。万座金山也不如唱诵 Hare Krishna。想象一下我们是多么的幸运，理论上接受了这个幸运的理论，但在实际上还没有觉悟到这种幸运，每天只是为了完成任务在念诵。即便如此，也仍然会得到灵性的益处吗？传播圣名是最高的布施和慈善，即使不知道这个而去做，也能够得到其中的好处吗？Maharaj, in the lecture, you said that for 10 million of sacrifices cannot compete with one-time chanting of Hare Krishna's holy name, and also giving a charity of 10 million cows cannot compete with one-time chanting of Hare Krishna's holy name. And giving the charity of 10,000 mountains of the golden coins cannot compete with Hare Krishna's chanting.So think about all of this. We are really so fortunate. Theoretically, we can accept how fortunate we are. But actually, we haven't really realized the fortune. So every day we're still chanting the holy name in the mood of try to finish this task. But even in this way,we still can get the spiritual benefit from chanting the holy name, right? And also, preach the holy name is the highest way for charity and showing the mercy. But even we do it unknowingly, we don't really know what the kind of beneficiary things we have been done. But we still can get the benefit from it, right? Even do it unknowingly.
Yeah.
是的。
That's why we want to be careful to just keep going, because I was giving an example like, since we were locked down, you know, the devotees in Israel, they asked me to give a class every day.
那所以也就是为什么要非常的小心，而且呢，我们要每天就是我们要一直不断的去做这件事情。自从我们处于禁足期间呢，以色列的奉献者就要我每天给他们都讲课。
So that was good fortune for me, and so we've been reading Chaitanya Charitamrita.
所以就是每天给他们讲课这件事情对于我来说呢是一件非常幸运的事情。我们每天呢都阅读 Chaitanya Charitamrita 永恒的 Chaitanya 经。
So far we've almost finished the Madhyalila, just by having.
所以到目前为止呢，我们基本上就要阅读完整部的《玛迦利》了，中篇逍遥这一部分了。
So the same thing, you know, we just keep chanting every day, we keep doing some service, and we keep hearing and talking about Krishna. We're getting closer to Krishna.
So
we may not realize it sometimes.
所以如果要是我们每天都做同样的事情，每天我们都念诵，每天我们都讲述 Krishna 的话题，每天都为 Krishna 做服务的话呢，其实我们每天都离 Krishna 稍微近一点，也许可能有的时候我们并没有意识到这一点。
But Krishna gives you full credit anyway.
但是呢Krishna 他会把这一切功劳都归于你的。
And we're not chanting to get pious results. Most of the Chinese people that are giving cows and charity, they're expecting something in return.
那其实我们念诵圣名呢，并不是为了要祈求着得到一些虔诚的活动的积累。那有很多人，当他们在给予大笔的布施的时候，他其实是希望能够通过这个布施的活动，能够换回一些益处。
All right.
So the next question is from Dalji Mataji. 顶拜 Guru 的莲花族，圣地 Kurukshetra 的面积有多大呢？可以容纳六亿多人。Please accept my vulnerable obeisances to your lotus feet. What is the size of the Kurukshetra place? Because it can contain 600 million people.
Well, it's in the state of Haryana in India.
它是在印度的阿尔扬纳邦。
So, it's very big.
很大。
Maybe, you know, we don't know how much of it they were using.Kurukshetra town is not very big, but you know, they were using, and then also there's a mystical thing that just like Vrindavan is not very big, but there were billions of cows and cowherd boys, unlimited numbers of everything, because the entire Goloka came to Vrindavan. Mm-hmm.
但是呢，就是一个骷髅城本身，可能它的面积并不是很大。但这里面其实是有一些玄秘之处的，那就比如说在文达文它本身面积不是很大，但在这里面呢却是有数十亿的乳牛，数十亿的牛和数十亿的牧牛童，所以呢它的这个扩展的这个数量是无限的，就是它的玄秘之处。
All right.
Yeah. So the next question from Chandra Vilas Mataji. Vilasni. Chandra Vilasni Mataji. 明白咕噜，请教咕噜您，您说念诵圣名是最好的祭祀，那我们平常看到为什么还会去看到，那我们平常看到的为什么还会去看到的火祭呢？ Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. You said that chanting the holy name is the best yagya. In that case, why we still see the fire yagyas from time to time?
You see what?
Fire yagya. I think she's saying that, you know, during the initiation ceremony, we have the fire yagya, and also during the wedding, we have the fire yagya. Well, since holy name chanting is the best yagya, but why we still conduct those fire yagyas?
Well, the fire yagya helps us to focus. That's one thing.
Help us to...
It helps us to focus.
Okay, 这个火祭呢，它可以帮助我们专注，这是其中的一个原因。
That's one purpose. And
那这是其中的一个原因。
Of course, now that devotee uses it, it also attracts new people.They can see the fire, yet they can see something happening and believe in it. Whereas just the chanting, they may not.
而且呢，这个也可以是一种吸引别人的方式。因为呢，当有火祭的时候，它毕竟在视觉上造成一个挺大的一个冲击，使得别人能够看到这个景象。而只是念诵呢，是没有办法看到的。
Doing all those extra.Doing all those extra kind of things that helps us to remember it later.
而且呢，就是当我们的视觉有这些冲击的时候，我们能够看到这些景象的时候，它也可以帮助我们后来更好的记忆。
So that's also good. It makes it something, you know, big ceremony.Just like a wedding, you know, you can be married in a couple minutes, just sign a paper or something. But people like to have big, big ceremonies and take pictures and so they can remember it, hopefully, and take it seriously.
那就比如说结婚也是一样的。那这个结婚的这个事情，这个程序其实几分钟就可以完成，就是签个字，然后拿到那个结婚证就可以了。但是呢人们有的时候很愿意去进行一个结婚的盛大的典礼，然后呢会照很多照片，会有很多的这种节目的原因呢，就是这些通过这些手段呢，可以让大家记住当时的这个婚姻，然后从而对这个婚姻呢更加的认真，更加严肃。
So the kirtan without.The fire yagya would still be auspicious and sufficient.
但是这个 kirtan 的这个 yagya 呢
spiritual, you know, but the fire yagya without the kirtan would just be some you know what I mean?
No, I didn't hear the whole thing.
Yeah.The kirtan without the fire yagya is still completely auspicious.
就是如果是 kirtan, 我们唱诵 kirtan, 但是没有火祭的伴随的话呢，那 kirtan 它也是可以很吉祥的。但是如果是作为一个火祭，它没有 kirtan 的伴随的话，那这个火祭其实是没有意义的。
对。Just a fancy yogi without the kirtan has no spiritual value.
就是如果是只是一个很花哨的一个火祭，但是没有 kirtan 的话，那它只不过是一个形式而已，它是没有任何的灵性的力量的。 So the next question, Maharaj?
Yeah.
The next question from Yang Gai Lian Mataji. 顶拜 Guru, 请教 Guru, 人类的瘟疫是业报，动物的经常性的瘟疫也是业报吗？感恩 Guru 的解答。Please accept my venerable obeisances to you. The question is that pandemic around the human, that is considered as a karmic reaction of the human being. However, the virus spreaded around of the animals, because, openly there was a virus there. Is that also caused by the karmic reaction of the animal or not? Thank you very much.
The animal is an animal because of his karma from previous human life.
这个动物它之所以成为了动物的原因呢，是由于它之前的在人类的身形下的业报而导致的。
The animal's not made new karma, like humans are.
但是呢，当它处在动物的身形中的时候呢，它不会像人一样再会产生新的业报。So then I think her question is that what to cause the virus spreading among the animals, why the animal will be infected with those chick flu or mad cow's disease or this and that.
Well, it's a material world. Birth, death, disease, and old age affects everyone.
那然后那我就问Maharaj， 我说那这动物它身上所爆发的这各种各样的疫情是由于什么原因造成的呢？然后 Maharaj 就说呢，这是由于物质世界它本来就是有生老病死的，所以生老病死的这些状况呢是发生在所有的生物体身上的。
But the many things that are affecting the animals is caused by the humans.
但是呢，其实在动物身上发生了很多的这个病状，或者发生了很多的这些灾难呢，其实全部都是由人类而导致的。So the next question. The next question, yeah. 这个下面这个问题是来自于 R20组阳光灿烂跑步。顶拜咕噜的莲花族，请问生病是业报吗？如果是的话，那么每个人在物质世界中基本上都会有生病。那么灵性导师或大成就者生病是不是业报呢？和我们一般的人有什么区别？Maharaj, please accept my venerable obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that if the disease caused by the karmic reaction, if that is the case,because in the material world, every people will suffer from disease. So what about the spiritual master and those very senior spiritualists? If they get disease, is that also because of their karmic reactions? For their disease versus the common people's disease situation, what are the differences over there?
We shouldn't really try to think about that so much.
就是我们不应该太多的去思考这方面的问题。
But, like, we have examples that we know for sure.
We have what?
The Pandavas, for instance, they suffered, apparently.
OK, 比如说我们有些例子，那就比如说像潘塔瓦兄弟们，他们是毫无疑问，他们是受了很多苦的。
But it's stated very strongly that it's not their karma.
但是呢，他们却非常的坚强，而且呢，他们受苦也不是因为他们的业报所导致的。
Krishna was just using them.To show how one should react to suffering and problems in life.
而是 Krishna 在利用他们来向大家展示，当人在生命中遇到困境的时候，在遇到痛苦的时候，是应该如何应对。
So, you know, that's what we can think of. Also, that remember that.
所以这个是我们需要铭记于心的。
But everyone has a lifespan.
但是每一个人都有自己的寿命。
So, Prabhupada one time, you know, something happened, he hurt his leg or he had an infection or something.
Srila Prabhupada infected his leg.
Srila Prabhupada had some kind of infection on his leg.
有一次呢，舒拉帕帕的腿上受了感染。
And Prabhupada said it's my karma.
然后舒拉帕帕说这是我的业报。
Because he's humble.
因为舒拉帕帕他很谦卑。
But then, when Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and he was sick, and one of his Vrijvasi friends asked him, you know, why are you sick?
然后呢，当舒拉帕帕在 Vrindavan 的时候生病了，然后呢，他的一个 Vrijvasi 朋友就问他，你怎么会生病呢？
And Prabhupada says, because of the sins of my disciples.
然后舒拉帕帕说：“我生病的原因呢，是由于我的门徒的罪导致的。”
So they were surprised because the disciples that were there in Vrindavan were all very good and they were all serving Prabhupada and completely nice. But they didn't know about so many disciples had broken their vows and done nonsense things. So Prabhupada, that's a factor for a guru. He has to suffer also that.But at the same time, every material body is temporary. Subject to.
那当时。
It doesn't mean because you're a body, you will never have disease, never get sick.
当时的这个他的这个反应呢，他当时他的这个回答呢，就让大家很震惊，因为当时在稳达稳的这些舒拉帕帕的奉献者都是非常的精进的，而且呢，也都是非常的。精心的在服务着、照顾着Srila Prabhupada，所以为什么Srila Prabhupada还会这么说呢？Srila Prabhupada说，因为你不知道有还有那么多其他的门徒，他们在做着不恰当的事情，而且呢，也在这个在打破自己的誓言。所以说，作为灵性导师，他就是要为这些门徒的这个不当的行为而去受罪。但与此同时呢？就是这个每一个人的这个物质的躯体，它都是有一定的寿命的，都是会这个都是会死亡的。所以呢，我们不要认为一位奉献者他就不会死，或者一位奉献者他就不会生病。
So, whatever happens to a very prominent devotee, it's obviously Krishna has something to do with it. Right.
那作为一位就是伟大的奉献者，他所在他身上所发生的这个事情呢，那毫无疑问是 Krishna 在利用他的一些展示。
And whatever Krishna does has many purposes, so it's testing us all, and you know, testing faith, and testing so many things. People start, well, we prayed, why didn't our prayers work? Maybe Krishna doesn't care about our prayers.So many things people will think without understanding the philosophy.
那 Krishna 他其实他所做的这些事情呢，他是有全盘的考虑的，他是在对我们每一个人都在进行一种试炼和考验。那么我们每个人可能大家都会有各种各样的想法，有各种各样的搅扰，会在想为什么这件事情会发生在他的身上呢？到底是怎么回事啊？那其实这也就激励着我们要更好的去理解哲学。So the next question, Marge.
Yeah.
The next question from Dalji Mataji. 向帕克希特王臣服的卡利与卡律女神有什么区别？顶拜过的莲花子。 Kali, the personification of Kali, surrendered to Parikshita Maharaj. This Kali versus of the goddess Kali, what are the differences? Thank you very much.
There's a difference between Kali and Kali. Kali, goddess Kali.
You asking the question? Yeah. Well, because in Srimad Bhagavatam, you said that the Kali surrendered to Parikshita Maharaj, and he's asking this Kali and the goddess Kali, what are the differences, or they are the same?
No, they're different. It's Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga and Kali.
这个区别在于，一个是卡利年代，另外一个是卡利女神。
I'm not sure the spelling and research, but Kali, goddess Kali is an expansion of Durga Devi.
卡利女神，她是 Durga 女神的扩展，Durga Devi 的扩展。
Kali Yuga is Kali Yuga.
Kali 年代就是卡利年代。
The age of Kali is much different.
所以呢，这个卡利年代和卡利女神是完全不一样的两个概念。The next question.
So Kali is just Kali. Kali is Kali. That's the expansion of Durga, who's killing the demons, and Kali Bhairava. Kali Yuga just is the age of Kali. It brings on all this sinful activities and everything.
Which one is bringing the sinful activities? Kali Yuga or Kali Goddess?
Kali Yuga. Kali is the age of Kali.
那这个卡利年代它是卡利年代，它是这个年代，然后呢，它带来了所有的这些这个痛苦，还有就是这些这个罪恶的活动。但是卡利女神，她是多个女神的扩展，而且呢，她也杀死了那些恶魔。
You hear about the Kali Yuga all the time. Kali, Kali.
那我们老听说的那个卡利年代，卡利年代那是卡利。
But the Kali, Kali, long, that's the goddess.
他们俩的拼写是不一样的。
Expansion of dirt.
他们俩这个拼写是不一样的。Kali 是短音，Kali 女神是长音。
She kills the demons and people worship her to offer meat and stuff. Although she doesn't need meat, but they don't know that.
卡利女神呢，她是多个女神的扩展，然后呢，她会杀死恶魔，然后人们呢会崇拜她，并且呢会向她供奉肉食。
All right.
Yeah. The next question from Radha Ananda Mataji, Hare Krishna, 深深的礼拜，敬爱的 Guru Maharaj, 平静是瑜伽修炼成果的一种具体表现。它是由主所赐予的吗？所有的好品性都是能量的具体体现，可以这样理解吗？作为能量的整体，我们所有的灵性能量只能够来自于至尊主 Krishna， 是这样的吗？谢谢翻译和谢谢主持人。Please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. The peacefulness that is a kind of symptom showed from a person who's practicing yoga. And is this quality has been given by the Lord? And all the good qualities actually is also a kind of a specific manifestation from the energy, right? Can I understand in that way? And also as the complete of the energy, or from the whole idea of the energy, can we say that all the spiritual energy only can be imparted from Lord Krishna? Is that right?
Everything comes from Krishna.
So the 一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada, Matak Sarvam Pravartati. Everything comes from me, both material and spiritual.
So
it may come through different. Krishna has so many different agents and so many different incarnations, but ultimately everything comes from him.
嗯，因为灵性世界和物质世界的一切全部都是来自于主 Krishna 的。那也许可能是通过不同的这种渠道，因为 Krishna 他确实有太多的化身，有太多的他的这个代理。那但是呢，终极来说，所有的一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。
So like Vishnu doesn't contact the material world, but he hands himself to Shiva, and Shiva contacts the material world.
嗯，那就比如说呢，主为什么他不直接的和这个物质世界来交触碰，但是呢，他会进入到主希瓦，然后主希瓦来应对这个物质世界。
So that's why everything comes down to accepting as a chintya beta beta tattva, understanding the inconceivable nature of the Lord, the simultaneous one and difference.
所以呢，这一切呢都是来自于主的不可思议的记忆的原则。A chintya beta beta bit base.
It's spiritual and material at the same time. Ultimately, everything is spiritual. But when we covered over vision, we see everything as material. It means we want to use it for our own pleasure. When we see things as spiritual, we want to use them for Krishna's pleasure.
对呢，灵性能量和物质能量呢，它们是同时存在的。终极来说呢，其实都是灵性的能量。但是呢。我们由于被物质所覆盖，导致了因为我们想要为我们的快乐而去享受这个能量。那么这会儿呢，我们就处在的是物质能量里面。但是如果我们要是想为 Krishna 的快乐而去做事儿的时候，这会儿就处在的是灵性能量之中。
It's a matter of vision.
所以这是。
Everything comes from vision.
所以呢，这是一个视域角度的问题，但是一切都是来自于 Krishna 的。Next question.
Yeah.
From Yamuna Priya Mataji, 顶拜 Guru, 在不同的宗教中，对于以同样的方式离开躯体有吉祥和不吉祥之说。对于奉献者来说，所谓的吉祥，唯一的标准就是记住 Krishna, 不吉祥就是忘记 Krishna, 对吗？Krishna 是不会局限于物质的判断标准来安排奉献者离开躯体是否具有吉祥或不吉祥的，是吗？我理解一下哈。Please accept my vulnerable obeisances. In the different religions, in the different religions, they have their own philosophy about auspicious and inauspicious for the different ways of leaving the body. However, for devotees, the only standard for austerity is that, the only standard for the auspicious for devotee is that to remember Krishna. But the inauspicious is forget Krishna. Is that right? And also, yeah, 终极来说是Sorry,
Ultimately, yeah.
终极来说是这样的。And she has her second half of her question. She's asking, Krishna 是不会局限于物质的判断。Krishna won't restrict himself to, judge the devotee's living is auspicious or not inauspicious.By the material judgment. Is that right? I need to understand the Chinese again. Krishna 是不会 局限于物质的判断标准来安排奉献者离开躯体是否属于吉祥或不吉祥的。Krishna 是不会局限于物质的判断标准来安排奉献者离开躯体是否属于吉祥或不吉祥的。萨利曼吉，不好意思，帮我翻译一下行吗？这句话我有点顺不过来了。
还是
Yeah.
我想那个 Jamuna Priya 的马德吉的意思呢，就是说想对这个咕噜离开躯体这样一个事情，可能我们用物质的标准觉得这样的离开可能不是很吉祥，但是他想表达的应该说 Krishna 的安排都是吉祥的，不会用我们的这个物质的标准来衡量是否吉祥或不吉祥。
谢谢。OK, Maharaj, Jamuna Priya Maharaj's question is like, for example, as Bhaktichara Maharaj is leaving, because he has COVID-19. So from the material vision, this way of leaving the body is not a very auspicious way. However, this is not the way for Krishna to judge the way of leaving the body, right?
Yeah, now if we look at the, you know, what happened around the world and is still happening, that his leaving has inspired so much kirtan all over the world. Devotees are still chanting for his, you know, there were so many internet kirtans and 24-hour kirtans and kirtan melas and 6-day kirtans. So it was very auspicious for the world. It just inspired so much kirtan, never before.
其实我们所以我们可以看到 Maharaj 他的离世呢是非常的吉祥的，对于整个世界来说都是非常的吉祥的，因为直到现在为止，就是因为他的离世依然还在这个世界的范围内进行着数天的不间断的 kirtan, 所以说呢这是非常吉祥的一种方式。Okay, so the next question, Radhika Priya Madhaji. Krishna 让 Arjuna 作战。
亲爱的，上面有一个Radha Ananda Madhaji 的问题，你漏掉了。
我没漏啊，说了刚才。
刚才回答了吗？
回答了呀。
哦，那可能我没听到。好的，抱歉。
那就下面啊，这个再下面一个问题啊。下面这个问题是来自于 Radhika Priya Madhaji 的 ，Krishna 让 Arjuna 作战并想着他，但我工作的时候呢，就只想着工作的事情，而且念诵的时候呢，还念念不忘。请问 Guru 怎么一边工作一边想着 Krishna？ 感恩 Guru 的仁慈。Maharaj, Arjuna, has been instructed by Krishna that he fights, but thinking of him.But while I am in my job, actually, I'm always meditating the things in my job. And while I'm chanting my japa, I'm still meditating on my job. So my question is that what to do for me to do my work, but at the same time can think of Krishna? Thank you very much.
Well, while you're working, maybe you can't.Actually, think of Krishna because you have to think of your work.
那么其实当你在工作的
result,
当你在工作的时候呢，其实你可能不能够去想着 Krishna, 因为呢，你必须得好好的专心工作。但是呢，你要把你工作的结果供奉给 Krishna.
So, but you're doing it for Krishna.
所以呢，你这个工作呢是为 Krishna 而做的，所以呢，把这个工作的结果献给 Krishna.
So you have the ability to concentrate, you can concentrate on your work. You have to pray to Krishna that you can also concentrate on your japa, because that means you're going to depend on Krishna. You have faith that if I just, for this time, I only chant, and then when I go to work, Krishna will help me to do my work nicely. You don't have to think of it.
所以既然你能够这个专注的工作，那呢你在念诵的时候呢也应该祈祷 Krishna 能够让你能够专注的去念诵，然后呢让你对 Krishna 有信心，全然的去依靠于 Krishna, 因为只有在这么做的时候呢， Krishna 才能够帮助你，在你在工作的时候呢，才能够这个好好的工作，并且呢把这个结果献给他。
OK.
Yes. So Mahara, thank you very much. This is everything.
OK. Well, very good. Some pretty good questions today.
Yeah, 今天大家都问了非常好的问题。
So this last one is very significant because this is the problem we have. When we're doing our material activity, we can concentrate on it. But when we go to chant, because we've put so much effort into concentrating on our work or whatever, we can't stop thinking about it. But if you went to watch a movie, or you went to skydiving or something, you would forget your work. You know, for a few minutes. That's why people do all those things. So they can forget their work. You know, they do these really dangerous things, really difficult things.
这最后这个问题呢，其实还是非常的重要的，而且很相关的，因为我们的确是在这个工作的时候呢，确实让我们深陷于工作的这个各方面的这个考虑里面。那也就为什么当我们有的时候就是大家就是太过于的让自己纠结在这个工作里面的时候呢，他可能还会去做一些，比如说去看电影啊，或者是会进行一些这个空中的这种翱翔的这样的活动啊。因为他是这么做的时候呢，可以让自己脱离对工作的这个冥想。
So, that's why we need kirtan. Kirtan makes it easier to concentrate. There's so much other stuff going on. The japa is the more tapasya. We have to pray to Krishna, chant really loud or whatever, so that we can just keep chanting. But even if we're thinking of other things, but we just keep chanting anyway, Krishna will be helping.
所以就为什么我们需要有 kirtan 这样的活动，这样呢可以帮助我们更好的去专注的去唱诵。那么 japa 对于我们来说其实是个 tapasya， 是个苦行。那我们呢就必须要祈祷着 Krishna 能够让我们在 japa 的时候专注。但是呢，就即便是我们在不能够专注的这种情况下在念诵，但是我们要是不断的去念诵的话，那 Krishna 他也是会帮助我们的。
Okay, thank you very much.
非常感谢
Gauranga. I forgot today. Today is the disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami.
Oh, 我忘了一件事情，今天是 Gopal Bhatta Goswami Maharaj 的隐祭日。
Of course, he's very important, one of the original six Goswamis.
那他呢是非常重要的，他是我们的六位 Goswami 之一。
And he's the founder of the Radha Raman Temple.
他是我们的这个 Radha Raman 庙的奠基人。
He was younger, so after the disappearance of Rupa and Sanatan, then he was very prominent in doing many things in Vrindavan.
因为呢，他呢相对比较年轻，所以在 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatana Goswami 离世之后呢，他就在 Vrindavan 扛起了很多事情的重任。
Okay, so Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai.
Jai.
Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Suo yo long yo gui yu ju hui de fong jai.
Jai Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩卡维昌日马尔这位我们的精彩讲述，以及为所有的这么好的问题的耐心解答，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢萨迪玛吉给我们安排这么好的平台，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 之觉之中度过一个美妙的周五，Hare Krishna。